This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Home Affairs, Ramesh Lekhak, announces disaster management decentralization to provinces. Syrian security forces accused of killing hundreds of civilians. And at least 25 people killed in Russian strikes on Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs, Ramesh Lekhak, has announced that Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has been handed over to provincial governments. Speaking at the Provincial Emergency Warehouse Handover Program in Birendranagar Circuit, Minister Lekhak said that under the policy and responsibility of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, provinces now have full authority over disaster management. Likewise, provinces will no longer need national disaster risk reduction and management authorities' approval during emergencies. Minister Lekhak stated that emergency warehouses have been set up in all 7 provinces and the government plans to build similar facilities at the local level. Moreover, Minister Lekhak also mentioned that reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts have been intensified in areas affected by last year's earthquakes. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority Executive Chief confirmed that disaster management rights have now been decentralized. Similarly, Minister Lekhak rejected the idea that monarchy could serve as an alternative to the republic. Speaking to journalists in Birendranagar Circuit, Minister Lekhak addressed claims made by some individuals suggesting that monarchy could replace the republican system. Minister Lekhak pointed out that the monarchy had been overthrown through a people's movement and the public who embraced democracy, therefore, the country would not revert back to the old system. Minister Lekhak further emphasized that democracy embodies restraint, tolerance and refinement and should not be viewed as a weakness. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, has said the government is prioritizing the construction of playgrounds in every municipality. Speaking at the inauguration of the Prime Minister Cup cricket tournament at Siddhartha Cricket Stadium in Bhairava, Minister Bhandari stressed the need for provincial-level sports infrastructure. Minister Bhandari reaffirmed the government's commitment to the one municipality, one playground policy. Likewise, Minister Bhandari said the Nepal Premier League has energized players and expressed confidence that the Prime Minister Cup cricket tournament will further boost Nepali cricket. Minister Bhandari emphasized private sector involvement in sports development. The tournament, organized by the Cricket Association of Nepal, began with a match between Kosi and Lumbini province. Tara Air has suspended its regular flights from Sirkit to Mugu, Humla and Jumla due to consistent losses on each flight. The airline, which began operation on 4th of December 2024, decided to halt services after facing financial setbacks. Himali Tour and Travels, which had been booking flights through Tara Air, cited a lack of support from the provincial government and financial losses as reasons for the suspension. Meanwhile, Ethi Airlines successfully completed a test flight from Sirkit to Kathmandu and from Dhangari on Saturday with plans to expand services based on demand. The test flights aim to access regular operation at Sirkit and Dhangari airports. Following the suspension, travelers to Karnali's mountainous districts now need to use Nepalganj Airport in Banke for air travel. The African swine fever outbreak in Hetauda's sub-metropolitan city Makwanpur has been brought under control. The office chief, Dr. Brajkishore Thakur, the Livestock Services Office implemented pest control, sanitation, restricted pig transportation and awareness programs to contain the disease. Over 200 pigs in wards 1, 11 and 17 had died from the disease in the past 4 months. Meanwhile, livestock in Makwanpur have been vaccinated against PPR, lumpy skin and rabies. The livestock vaccination program aims to prevent disease outbreak in the region. 3 major roads connecting Pokhara are currently undergoing upgrades. The Pokhara Muglin Road, the Pokhara Lamjung Road, Talchok Bignas section and the Harichok Yamdi section of the Mid Hill Highway are being blacktopped. The western section of the Pokhara Muglin Road, Pokhara Jamuni, has achieved 43.34% physical progress. The project is financed through an Asian Development Bank loan. Similarly, the 3.28-kilometer Talchok Bignas section, funded by World Bank concessional loan, has reached 45% completion. Meanwhile, the Harichok Yamdi section is in its preparatory phase. Speaker of House of Representatives Dev Raj Khemuri has stated that the parliament would not pass laws that infringe on people's fundamental rights. Speaking at a program organized by the Press Club Gandaki in Pokhara yesterday, Speaker Khemuri emphasized that democracy is the result of people's long struggle and the parliament would not create laws against public welfare. Moreover, Speaker Khemuri reassured that laws limiting press freedom or freedom of expression would not be introduced. While acknowledging the need for laws to prevent misinformation, Speaker Khemuri stressed that individual freedoms would not be compromised. Likewise, Speaker Khemuri also stressed the media's role in not only reporting news but also safeguarding democratic values and sharing societal development. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 25 people have died in Ukraine following a series of Russian strikes. According to the BBC, the attacks hit multiple regions including Donetsk, Kharkiv and Odessa. In Donetsk region, a strike on the town of Dobropilya killed 11 people and wounded 40 others, including 6 children. Officials said Russia targeted rescuers with a second attack. Drones struck a company in Bohodukhiv, Kharkiv region, killing 3 people and injuring 7. Another drone hit civilian and energy infrastructure in Odessa, marking the 7th attack on the region's energy system in 3 weeks. Meanwhile, Ukraine continued targeting Russia, with Moscow claiming to have intercepted 31 Ukrainian drones. The strike comes as the U.S. pauses military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk criticized the situation, saying it results from appeasement. Russia's full-scale invasion, which began in February 2022, has left it in control of about 20% of Ukraine. Syrian security forces have been accused of killing hundreds of civilians from the Alawite minority in ongoing violence along the country's coast. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, around 745 Alawite civilians were killed in 30 attacks on Friday and Saturday. BBC News has not independently verified these claims. More than 1,000 people, including government troops and pro-Assad fighters, have died in recent clashes in Latakia and Tartous. A Syrian Defense Ministry spokesman stated that the government has restored control after treacherous attacks on security forces. Meanwhile, many Alawites have fled their homes, with some seeking refuge at Russian military base. Others have crossed into Lebanon. United Nations envoy Geir Pedersen expressed concern over reports of civilian casualties and urged all sides to avoid action that could destabilize Syria's fragile situation. Leading European countries have backed an Arab-led proposal to rebuild Gaza, estimated to cost $53 billion. The plan, introduced by Egypt and endorsed by Arab leaders, has been rejected by Israel and U.S. President Donald Trump, who proposed turning Gaza into a Middle East Riviera. Foreign ministers from France, Germany, Italy and Britain described the plan as realistic and aimed at improving Gaza's conditions on Saturday. The proposal suggests a 5-year reconstruction period, a temporary governing committee and international peacekeepers under Palestinian Authority supervision. The plan comes as Gaza's ceasefire remains uncertain. Israel has restricted aid to pressure Hamas into accepting U.S. truce extension proposal. Hamas insists on Israel's full withdrawal as agreed. Israel will send a delegation to Qatar on Monday for ceasefire talks. The European nations expressed their commitment to working with Arab states while emphasizing that Hamas should not govern Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast light rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces within the next 24 hours. The division has stated that today's weather will remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the rest of the country will see partly cloudy conditions. Light snowfall is expected in one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Currently, the country is experiencing a partial influence of westerly winds and local air. Overall, the weather remains partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mostly fair in other parts of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak announces disaster management decentralization to provinces. Syrian security forces accused of killing hundreds of civilians. And at least 25 people killed in Russian strikes on Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.